My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District, and he's the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. Every month, they take a very close look at the numbers coming out of the Labor Department and the Bureau of Labor Statistics related to the latest unemployment reports. The latest numbers we got from the Department of Labor on Friday showed that the overall unemployment rate dipped from 7.7% to 7.6%, but that number is more than a bit misleading, since just 88,000 jobs were created in March compared to about 190,000 anticipated. Also, anywhere between 5 and 663,000 people leaving the labor force. And there's some other less than encouraging numbers in here as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me.
Well, it was just in February that we got much better job creation numbers than we expected. Now in March, it's exactly the opposite. Some are saying it's sequestration. On the other side, some are saying it's the tax hikes that the Democrats insisted upon with the fiscal cliff. Others say it's just we're in a lousy economy right now. So how do you read this?
You know, I'd have to say we're in a lousy economic recovery right now. You know, you're always rooting for good jobs numbers, but this was not one of them. In fact, you know, the jobs that were created were so small, it's actually dismaying. Plus, as you noted, you know, with more than 500,000 people who have simply given up, you know, looking for a job, they just don't think there's one out there. That's a huge red flag. In fact, we're at the lowest level in 34 years. I mean, we're actually at Jimmy Carter era workforce rates, which is a bad sign for the economic recovery of the country.
What do business owners tell you? I've asked that question to you now for about 5 or 6 years, but in terms of what they have to see before they add more jobs, why they might be cutting back, what are they saying to you?
You know, it actually is any one single bullet. It's what's been holding the recovery back really now for 3.5 years. It is the talk of higher taxes. It is the president's new health care law has got a lot of businesses very reluctant to add new jobs. In fact, many of them are cutting hours in anticipation of it. And then, of course, all the new regulation coming out of Washington, you know, that's got a real dampening effect on the economy. So, you know, the question is, do we stay this same course, you know, and continue the worst economic recovery in modern times, or do we change course and give businesses the certainty to start hiring again? Well, I think for the millions of people who don't have a breadwinner in their family or who have just given up for work, I think the answer is obvious. We need to change course.
And in addition to the 7.6 overall unemployment rate, we talked about how that's a bit misleading with the number of people dropping out of the labor force. The official numbers for Hispanic workers is over 9%, for black workers over 13%, and for teens over 24%. So obviously you would like to see all these numbers much, much lower, but is there anything you particularly read into why those are so much higher than the national average?
You know, I think part of it is because there's a big skills mismatch between the jobs that are available and the skills of many workers. The other thing that concerns us is what is called the growth gap. You know, the difference in this recovery versus an average economic recovery, it's already large. It got wider again this month. And what that means is the economy is missing about 4 million jobs and about $1 trillion of economic output that could generate more revenues and more job opportunities. This is unprecedented to have this large of a growth gap this far out in the recovery. So that's another red flag for us.
Now, walk us through a little bit more of what you believe a new direction on the job creation front needs to look like. You're very clear in that you don't think what the president is pursuing has worked over the last nearly four and a half years now. Republicans, of course, in the last Congress had nearly 36 bills that they thought would improve things, give employers more incentive to hire and so forth. What about in this Congress? What are the House Republicans pushing?
Well, we're going to push for pro-growth tax reform because we think the tax code, so complex today, is really a drag on the economy. We believe if you show the rest of the world we're serious about getting our financial house in order, especially, you know, dealing with Social Security, Medicare, that would avoid another downgrade in the credit rating. That would be hugely helpful. And then finally, you know, calling a timeout on the talk of higher taxes, on new regulations, and even a significant delay in the president's health care law, those measures would be hugely helpful. At least that's what our business community, that's what the job creators, our small businesses in my district, that's why they tell me they're not hiring.
Let's talk a little bit more about the president's health care plan, because there have been some reports, I believe it was the Congressional Budget Office, so not a partisan report, suggesting that 7 million Americans may lose their employer-based coverage as a result of everything coming online here in 2014. And as you alluded to before, you've got employers who are looking not to hire, perhaps, and cutting back on hours for others so they don't have to fall into the 50-employee rule on this. So how big of a difference do you think postponing this could make, even though I'm guessing it'll be hard to get the votes to do that?
Yeah, it will be hard, but it would be wise to do it. One, because they're not ready to put this massive new law in place. They're missing literally every deadline they've set for themselves. Because of that, businesses and patients are more uncertain about the future and what to do. What I'm seeing, for example, I toured a wood pallet plant in Conroe, Texas, here a month or so ago. You know, the increased costs from the president's new law to them is the same as opening two new plants and hiring 100 new workers. That much extra cost is what they're going to have to incur just to keep the plans they have. And so if that's happening in that business, my guess is it's happening in a lot of businesses. Estimates are between 7 and 65 million workers may find themselves out of the plan at work and into these new exchanges, which are heavily subsidized. You know, none of that's good for the economy.
Congressman, I don't believe it's been officially released yet, but we heard today that the president's budget is likely to call for cuts in Medicare and slowing the rate of increase in Social Security payments. At the same time, he's going to ask you and your Republican colleagues to agree to about $500 billion in new taxes. What's your reaction to that?
Why doesn't the president believe saving Social Security for the sake of saving Social Security isn't that enough? And why is he pursuing higher taxes, not to make Social Security better, not make the economy better, just to pay for added spending in other areas? It seems to me he's holding seniors hostage to get these, to be able to spend more in other places. We think that's the wrong approach. So we'll work with him to save Social Security. We're going to work to save Medicare, but we're not going to do it by taking more of what families and small businesses work so hard to earn.
What do you think you can get him to agree to, since he seems pretty insistent on tax hikes?
You know, if he was serious about working with us to save Social Security and Medicare, I think we'd be eager to sit at the table with him to work that out. After all the tax hikes he's already gotten January 1st, plus $1 trillion from Obamacare, clearly no more tax hikes are on the table.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Wish it were better numbers, and I know you do too, certainly. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.